Hello, Roy here. I just wanted to let you know that you can listen to The Roy Green Show ad-free on Amazon Music, included with Prime.
Affordable housing. Certainly been something that's been on people's minds for years. I mean, you know, as anyone who's stepping into that market, I mean, I think one of the first words that's going to be on your to-do list is affordability. I guess location, 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 and then maybe affordability. I'm not sure about that. But I found an article online, and I've seen several just even in the last couple of days coming out of Calgary about residents that are questioning why council isn't doing more for housing affordability. We have Tim Ross here with us. He's the executive director of the Cooperative Housing Federation of Canada. I noticed, Tim, online you have called housing a human right. Tim, thanks for taking out some time of your day to join to speak with us here on the Roy Green Show.
Hey, David. Really happy to be here. Thanks for the invite.
Yeah, appreciate you spending some time on a Sunday. Is it sunny where you are?
The sun is out, and it's a snowy day here. We get some fresh snow in Ottawa.
There you go. Snow in Ottawa? Really?
Surprise, surprise.
It's a bit of a surprise, yeah. Tim, so, you know, what is affordable housing? You know, I mean, on one level, it just sort of seems to be so, it makes so much sense and it's easy to define, but I would imagine, you know, obviously location is a concern. So many different factors come into this. Can you talk a little bit about that before we step into the bigger issue?
Yeah, well, what is affordable housing? Well, it's something that is sorely lacking in communities all across Canada. And what we need to do, and what I'm most familiar with, is the value of cooperative housing. But there is a serious supply shortage of housing in Canada and a very acute shortage of affordable housing. So the good news is there are options and there are solutions to address the housing affordability issue.
You know, and I want to talk about that co-op solution. You know, this article that I found coming out of Calgary talking about council and how they've created a task force. And, you know, that's a wonderful thing, creating a task force. But, you know, does the task lead to action, I guess, would be a question I would want to ask of them. And I wonder if you've seen, are you a bit of a cynic when it comes to that approach? You know, okay, well, we'll form a committee and we'll get back to you. Is that an oversimplification?
Well, it is important to start with the basis of trying to understand an issue or understand a problem before you go out Sure. to solve it, as well as to get buy-in from the general public. And municipalities have been an important partner in creating and supporting affordable housing options. The good news is today, if you're starting a task force to address housing affordability, there's already mountains of research and a lot of work that's been done to define the problem and define the issue. So solutions are readily available.
You say, I think it's in your LinkedIn profile that housing is a human right. I mean, food security, I think, is a human right. I mean, what is it that we all really desire for our families, for our children, and so on, for ourselves? I mean, meaningful work and a place to live, healthcare, access to food. I mean, there's a few things on that list, it seems to me. And, you know, Theresa Mann in this article, a Calgarian, and she says, quote, "It seems like the ultimate luxury is peace and quiet, a good night's sleep without being woken up at all hours," close quote. It's just, why is this so hard for provinces and for the country as a whole?
Having a safe and affordable place to call home certainly isn't discretionary and shouldn't be a luxury. It shouldn't be a lottery. Mm. Housing is a fundamental human right recognized by international law and actually adopted into Canadian law through the 2019 National Housing Strategy Act that commits the federal government to recognize housing as a human right and take progressive steps towards the realization of housing as a human right. And certainly at a federal level before, we did see more federal engagement in creating a strong and stable supply of affordable housing in Canada. But a lot of those programs were cut in the right. In the late 80s and early 90s. And so 30 years have gone by with very little engagement in housing affordability issues. And so now we're playing catch up. Right. And but there is now a national housing strategy in place, and it's it's starting to deliver some new affordable housing in Canada, though it's not something that we'll be able to fix overnight. It's going to certainly require long-term resolve.
You know, systemic issue. Tell us, Tim, as we sort of come close to the end of the segment here, unfortunately, tell us a little bit about co-op housing and how you feel it's one of the, or at least an important solution.
Well, co-ops are just more affordable than anything else you can find on the market right now. We did a national study in six cities, and we found that housing co-ops today are about $400 to $500 per month more affordable than comparable buildings in any given market. So that's an opportunity cost of $4,800 to $6,000 per year that shows the value of co-op housing. Co-op housing is also more secure. You can't be rent evicted or dem evicted by your landlord or the investor. You have membership, which gives you joint ownership over the cooperative. So you have a say in how the co-op is run. So that greater affordability and that greater security makes for stronger communities and a better place to live and a very good public investment. Scotiabank recently published a report a couple weeks ago saying that Canada really needs to double its stock of co-op and nonprofit housing to address the shortage of affordable housing. And we are certainly supportive of any measures to increase the supply of co-op and nonprofit housing because it is a proven solution to help address today's affordability crisis.
If you want to hear more, subscribe to The Roy Green Show on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, Stitcher, or wherever you find your favorites. And if you like what you hear, leave us a review and tell a friend. I'm Roy Green. Have a great weekend.
Hi, it's Shauna, and I might be a bad parent because my kids think french fries are vegetables.
Hey, it's Ryan, and I might be a bad parent because I went out for wings when my wife was in the hospital after giving birth.
Johnny here. I might be a bad parent because in my house, the tooth fairy gives pocket change.
But we're not alone. Len emailed us and said his six-year-old daughter's Tarzan moment going from love seat to lazy boy by curtains made him more proud than any dance recital.
And Andy left his two-year-old at the rink.
All right, guys, I'm sure we're not alone. Like Andy's kid.
For stories and confessions like this, make sure you check out our podcast.
It's called Bad Parents, and it's available wherever you get your podcasts.
I left a glove at the rink.